It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for the worst. That's right. In studio with me tonight, TJ Jagodowski, Mark Baser, both longtime Chicago comedians, improvisers, talk show hosts. Mark Baser hosts the interview show at the Hideout, which is coming up here on May 5th, right? That's the next one?
Yep.
Who you got on the show this time around?
I've got Jeff the Sandwich King Morrow.
Yeah, right.
Who's great. He's great. He's the best guest. You just sit back and let him go.
And I like him on the show. He's on one of the shows that my mother-in-law will watch, and you'll get caught up at a holiday, and you watch it, and he's the best on that show.
Mm-hmm. The Kitchen.
Is that what it is?
He does The Kitchen, and then he does The Sandwich King. The Sandwich King is
it's
his
The Kitchen.
Baby.
It's like four people, and it's like, how to make lemonade cheaply. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
that's
he's like the comic relief. I really like it.
Yeah, and then we've got Kelly Hogan. Who's
awesome.
Kelly,
yeah.
Singer.
TJ Jagodowski, good to see you.
You too, buddy.
When's the next TJ and Dave show?
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
You're on possibly permanent hiatus.
Weren't you just in London though?
Yeah,
doing the show.
Yeah,
right?
We did
not
the show in London.
Is there like a falling out? Or are you guys like furious arguments? Like just like Guns N' Roses?
It was a 15-year incredibly slow fuse that finally hit the keg.
No, just busy lives, busy schedule.
Yeah,
figured out
we're
later.
Just letting it breathe for a little bit. We're gonna try and do some other stuff, but the show's gonna sleep for a little bit.
All right. Well, that's everybody's loss. Well, we'll get back to it at some point.
We'll get over it.
312-981.
Our show's still going May 5th at the Hideout.
Yeah, don't forget about that. 312-981-7200. Already the texts are coming in, the calls. But why don't we start tonight the worst, as we do every single Tuesday night with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, why don't you kick us off with the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
These new fancy grocery stores where you have to take an escalator down with your cart. You familiar with this?
all grocery stores in the West Loop, yeah.
I just want to go get in and get out. I don't want to have to wait and maneuver for an escalator. Nobody understands what they're doing, really.
This was the worst for when they opened that new Dominic's over at DePaul, maybe 15 years ago. If we were doing the worst 15 years ago, if Milt Rosenberg would have given us an hour, we could complain about the grocery store. That new double-decker Dominic's?
You should start a diet, Pete, that's just first floor. First floor grocery.
First floor.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Go. Now we're on to something. It'd be like gelato
and magazines.
Yeah, magazines, right. All right. 312-981-7200. All right. So we've got stuff coming in. Why don't we start with you guys? Mark, you want to kick us off? What's the worst?
Sure. I got one that's kind of a grocery store one, too.
All right.
And I hope it's not been done before, but the sound that those new credit card chip readers make when it wants you to take the card out.
Oh, that's a winner.
Yeah. And then right after it, it's honking at you, and then the person tells you to take the card out. Like, I heard it. Everybody heard it in the store.
But they hear it. Do they hear it?
That's right.
Or do you think that
they're so mad about it?
Do they desensitize after a while and they're like,
I don't know. I don't think you can.
How could that be the sound that they came up with?
I went to the Target today, and that's the biggest culprit is the Target when you do that. And I, for the first time in my life, I was by myself. I was like, I kept my headphones in and just walked through the store with my, Amazon hip hop playlist on. So I was ignoring everybody, and I got up to the self-checkout, right? And I realized that, I did all the stuff, and I was sitting there, putting my stuff, and then I looked down, and it said, please take your card. So that beep
was probably
going off for 30 seconds, and I was just annoying everybody because I had
You thought it was part of the new Kendrick Lamar song.
I did. It's like, wow.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep. So there you go. TJ, what do you got for the worst?
You know I like to start simple.
Yeah.
No doubters. I like... So mine is fungal infections.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was thinking, and I'll tell you my thought process on this one, was that infections are terrible, but then also if you said to someone oh, he has a viral infection or bacterial infection, maybe that's the flu or whatever. But if you say oh, he's got a fungal infection, he's filthy.
People don't want to be anywhere near you for a while.
Yeah, and the insinuation is you're dirty, you're in the jungle, or a fungal infection sounds man.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, something going on.
Oh, the host of things that that could be or cause in well, you they is where, just so
where
enormous.
Where do they happen in you?
I don't know.
Toes?
The feet.
Toes,
fungal,
maybe,
right.
maybe something a little down under?
Yeah. Oh, no, it could like be tuberculosis could be a fungal infection, but I'd rather a doctor come up and say, you have tuberculosis as opposed to like, you have a fungal infection.
Right.
You know,
tuberculosis, like, at least there's commercials on there.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I guess there's fungal infection commercials. It's just the really bad one where there's like an animated blob that's like, I want to get on your toes.
Right.
Is there fungal cream?
I think so.
Gotta be. Oh, you can put that on Noki. A nice fungal cream sauce?
Fungal cream sounds like it would give you a fungal infection, not solve the problem.
I think that's the idea, right? Yeah. I think at a certain point, that's the marketing or the genius of that product. And it just is the gift that keeps on giving. All right, 312-981-7200. We've got some great stuff coming through. We'll take a quick break. We'll get all these texts lined up. And again, I'll read the prizes when we come back from the break. Of course, we're playing the worst. Stay with us. Playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. TJ Jagodowski, Mark Baser in studio, and we've got the text rolling. 773 says, the worst are the stop smoking commercials with the clean out hole in the neck and the guy removing his teeth.
Just the clean out hole in the neck. You don't even need a commercial. Just a clean out hole in your neck. That's the worst. That's probably caused by some sort of fungal infection. You get a clean out hole.
It's all coming together, right?
Yeah. Everything coalesces. All roads lead to fungal infection. Check it.
630 says, you know what's the worst? The rest of the hockey season. That is so true.
When your team's out.
When your team is swept, and then you realize you blink your eye and it's been a week and you're still in the first round.
Mm-hmm. You got to duck a lot of your regular channels. And yeah, you got
to. I was watching ESPN. They're like, let's go up to Ottawa. I'm like, nah, you don't need to go to Ottawa.
Said no one ever.
Show me the Rockets.
Baseball is the biggest culprit of that because your season can be done in July.
Right.
And then everybody else.
But at least like you can. You're right. I mean, there's no doubt. But the playoffs, the hockey playoffs, for some reason, because they spread them out and here comes. I mean, it takes forever for these 7-game series to play. And they almost always go 7.
Yeah. When your team's in, there's no playoffs better than hockey playoffs. Right. They're the best.
I'll admit the Blackhawks aren't my team, but I found that people were a little more upset about them losing than I thought, given how much they've won. Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
nobody likes to lose. I get
it. Nobody likes to get swept.
I get it.
Yeah, they were dismissed.
They were dismissed, but you've had so much to.
Spoken like a true Boston fan, like the Patriots guy. Like, come on, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you'll win it next year, probably, if you're like us.
All right.
That is the worst.
Let's go
that
to Linda.
That is the worst behavior right
Let's
there.
Go to Linda. She's on the line. Linda, what's the worst, Linda?
Honey?
I said, what's the worst?
The worst one disease is called blastomycosis.
Oh, yeah. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's a fungal infection that you get because fungus is on mushrooms and stuff. And right? Fungus. And mold. And it comes from spores.
Ugh.
And those spores, if you get them in your bloodstream,
bad
such
news.
As, right. correct, and you start bleeding. They didn't know what was wrong with my dad till they took him in for a splenectomy just to take it out. And thank goodness they didn't cut the spleen open in the OR because they would have infected the whole OR with blastomycosis.
Wow,
they put it in formaldehyde to kill it. Accidentally, that happened.
All right.
And then the patient just needs blood transfusions on blood transfusions.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Thank you for that.
They
Thanks
should call that not,
update.
Not
I
mean, a blast.
I think TJ's point was, you know, it's the worst fungal infections. Thanks for the play-by-play of what happens.
Of the worst fungal infection.
She just gave you the worst of the worst fungal infection.
That should be called not a blastomycosis.
that's terrible.
That's furthest from a blast.
Yikes. 312-981-7200.
The worst are true stories about fungal infections.
I know, right? The worst is when your Uber thinks your mom is your friend and that you're dating a cougar, and then he finds out that it's your mom, so he hits on her in the Uber.
There's too much.
Yeah.
There's too much.
Can you read
going
that backwards?
That's a lot of extra words in there. I just I navigated around some of the misspellings in that one. Yeah, that's a hard one. I don't know if I've ever been in that situation.
Let's unpack that.
There's a lot going on there. 847.
Maybe on tomorrow's show.
Well, maybe we'll do it a whole hour. We'll do the big table on it. When people choose not to pay their taxes for years and then contact a company to get their tax debt reduced, and they get it.
That guy knows that guy well and is stewing over it. You know,
there's like, something, it's very cryptic. It's a dig at a friend.
That sounds like that should end with like, right, Uncle Ray? There's an unspoken end, comma, end to that sentence that is just hanging out there.
It really is. I mean, hey, there are ways to be passive aggressive with your friends, and one of which is AM talk radio. You could call in and put a worst out.
Right.
Really?
Who did this guy make sure was listening tonight?
Hey, you listening to the download tonight? Yeah, maybe between 10 and 11?
Yeah, unlike NPR, you can do like the birthday dedication.
Right.
But you can't do that here.
You can't.
Here you just have to...
You have to call in anonymously and point out and rip a friend. The new segment, Rip a Friend.
That is a good segment, Rip a Friend.
3-3, man, these are the worst tonight. We've got a theme going. 3-3-1, from the fungal infections to the friends. The worst
I hope that woman's father is okay, though. I mean, that was a sad story.
It was sad.
Well, they accidentally put his junk in some formaldehyde to kill it?
Yeah,
is that how that ended?
I think it had... All right. 3-3-1 says, the worst is when yesterday I was awakened... Where'd it go here? From a sound sleep to answer the phone. And with my feet, I got my feet caught in the covers, and I fell, and I broke my shoulder. I think we're losing the jovial nature of the worst.
Yeah.
It used to be like, it was the worst, that guy in front of me who's picking his nose. Now it's like, when I fell and I broke my shoulder.
I might have set us off on a bad road.
The fungal infection might have,
I can make up for it.
And then the worst, this is worth a prize, because then they said... And there was no message. It was the phone solicitor.
So not even worth breaking the shoulder for.
So, like what would be worth what would be worth breaking a shoulder?
A call from a long ago lover who wanted to reunite.
Who does mystic bone repair?
Call to tell you that the fungal infection is cleared up from the doctor.
The worst is finding out you're a winner, but not find. I guess I don't know what for a winner. Maybe for this, for a prize. But not finding out you won till Friday, and it's for Saturday, and you can't use it because you just had surgery. Come on.
Wow.
What's happening tonight?
Let's change the course of this.
We need to, seriously. You know what's the worst? Those shoes that you put, like the aqua shoes that are almost like that you put on when you go to the beach, those are the worst.
Yeah.
So the ones that change it up.
There you go.
The ones that look like toes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the worst.
Those are awful.
You know, it's the worst. Long ties.
Yeah.
And then you trip and fall because you're wearing them and break your shoulder.
With,
is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm getting it wrong.
here's one. With the full benefit of hindsight, you know what was the worst? Candyland. That's a junk game, man. Junk, no strategy, baloney, just draw the card. No,
you're
that's
right.
A bad, worst game, man.
And no innovation over the years either.
Nothing.
If you think about it.
Nothing.
You're absolutely right. And the worst part is that your strategy just becomes, I hope they get like a lollipop.
Yeah,
and go
you
backwards.
Don't need people, you know?
Like, it was also always paired up with chutes and ladders, which I think is a better game.
Without a doubt. There's more wrinkles in it. Yeah. More wrinkles.
Right.
More ups and downs.
Yeah, without
chutes
a doubt.
Chutes and ladders, because there's going to be some ladders.
It could be a massive advance or like a huge downfall. The worst, you get caught in a swamp or something on Candyland? Is that the worst that could happen? The molasses swamp or something like that?
The worst is when you're almost to the end of the game and then you pull like an ice cream sandwich and you got to go all the way back to the front.
Also, like I think it's just it's like a lot of just depressing candy involved in it. You know, it's not like the name brand candy kind of stuff.
It's old lady candy. Yeah, it is like molasses and
gumdrops.
Yeah, like licorice whip or something.
I have another grocery store one.
Yeah, okay. I got a good one coming up here, but go ahead.
I find it the worst when I give the person a 20 and then she has to write with her little marker to make sure it's not counterfeit.
You're
like
right.
That she's just accusing me of perhaps trying to pull a fast one on her.
I like to think she's just highlighting like her favorite phrases on the bill.
Yeah. Oh, I love e pluribus unum. This one says
it again. Yes. E pluribus unum. I need to remember
to look that up.
This is my favorite Secretary of the Treasury ever. Oh, Nancy Ortega. She's my favorite. Highlight.
2-1-4 says the worst are neck beards on non-hockey players. No excuse.
Yeah. You can doll it up.
All right, here's the winner. This one might be, so far, the first half of the worst as we wrap up here before we go to the news with Rob. Pretty sure this is the worst. This is what 630 starts with. When your boyfriend forgets and leaves your dog in the car overnight.
Oh, no. Ugh.
Yes, overnight, and doesn't even notice.
This doesn't end well.
And in the morning, I look out the window, and I see my dog through the car skylight looking up at me.
Oh, so the dog was fine.
Yeah, the dog was fine.
Yeah. Well, that's not the worst. The worst is if the dog, something happens.
That's an awesome one. That's so awesome. You know what's the worst? Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you right now what's
that's
the worst.
That's worse for the dog.
That's grounds for a breakup. I think so? Yeah, for sure. I mean, that is complete, utter disrespect.
How do you leave a dog in a car?
Ignoring
overnight.
I mean, it's alive. Dogs are alive creatures, right?
Was he sleeping? Maybe sleeping? You just forgot
Even
about
still,
it?
Like, then you settle down for bed? Like, part of, like, you'd say goodnight to the dog or just, like, where is he? You don't, like, just...
Yeah, but doesn't
walk
she
in
bear,
the door like
the dog. Wait a minute, doesn't she bear some of the responsibility? I mean, if she's so concerned about her darn dog, don't you think she would have noticed that he wasn't around?
Right. Was she home at the time?
I mean, come on.
There's a lot of questions. There's a story.
I mean, look, I'm
rambling.
A journalist here. I'm going to get to the bottom of this before we're done.
They might both be culpable.
Or had previous indications that this guy is like, oh, he also left the soup boiling all night long, that he does stuff like this, you know, like...
All right, 312-981-7200. We got some people on the line. Text coming in. We'll do the second half of the worst with Mark Baser and TJ Jagodowski here on the download. Stay with us. Oh, wait. That's right. We got to go to Rob. Forgot. We don't have a break, Rob.
I mean, we can go early if you want.
He can go. He definitely could. No, I've got plenty here. We'll do real quick. All right, 309 says soap dispensers with lag time.
Oh, like the hand, then the. Yeah. I hear you.
Oh, yeah, you pull out, and then it goes on the counter.
Yeah, that's no good.
That sounded terrible, Rob.
That's not the way I meant it, man.
That sounded
But since
awful,
you brought
man.
It up.
You said it.
312 says the worst is pulling into a gas station with low price, only to find out it's with a car wash.
Oh, yeah, that's dirty pool. That's dirty pool.
I saw that in California a little bit where it was like $2.15, and I'm like, everything was over $3, and I'm like, there's no way. I mean, you just have to know that. If you're getting suckered in on $2.15, I don't know what to tell you, right? At a certain point, you're like, there's no gas is $2.15.
Right?
Yeah,
you got to know.
Maybe in some areas, and maybe there's a $2.15 that's actually in listening area of WGN, but most of the time, I just filled up today and it was $2.80-something.
Yeah. Well, you get on the boonies, they could be selling that like corn mash fuel or pure ethanol or whatever they're running on, kerosene.
My joke with my 6-year-old, he'll ask me about various gas stations, and every time I'll just say, oh, they have the best gas. That one right there is the best gas.
And does he go with it?
Yeah.
He's like, oh,
he's like, I thought you said that one did. I'm like, no, they've gone way downhill.
You this one.
Yeah, go low. Go low, got it now.
All right, thanks, Rob. It's Download here, 720 WGN in studio to play the worst. TJ Jagodowski, Mark Baser. Mark Baser, you can see the interview show at the famed Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia, on Friday, May 5th.
It's also on the television right now. It's on.
It's still on.
Yeah, they're re-airing them.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
So if you
do I get any residuals for any of the times that I did little bits on the show?
You do. You do.
That's great. Do you have my? I don't think
we'll
you have my address
because
I haven't.
We sent them to you. We sent it all to you. Yeah, we sent
it out.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well,
yeah, you'll have to talk to the post office.
I'll
talk
to the post office.
Yeah.
TJ Jagodowski, of course, from TJ and Dave, also television. We were just talking. I'm Shrink, the show on CISO, Tim Baltz's show.
That
also
show came out really good.
Easy, which was Joe Swanberg's show. That's coming back. That's awesome. TJ's everywhere. All right. Let's get right to it. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph, what's the worst, buddy?
The worst for me is when you're in the middle of Walmart and your mom's favorite song comes on and she starts singing and dancing in front of everyone.
That's awesome. But that's going to be, I mean, you already have telling the story, but that's going to be something that you can turn into money later on in life. Yeah. You can make a sitcom.
You need to write a sitcom,
mom.
Joseph.
Someday, Joseph, you will be thankful that you had that mom as opposed to someone else's mom.
That's right.
Because you're going to hear a story about someone else's mom at some point. You'll be like, oh, boy.
Yeah,
I'll take
like,
the one who dances.
I'll take the dancing Walmart mom. Joseph, what's your mom's favorite song? Do you know what the song was?
I forgot, but.
Yeah. Like a Maroon 5, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, I like it. This so far, you're a front runner, Joseph. Thank you for playing tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Oh, he got progressively tired in that call. Bedtime. It's getting late.
He better make sure he didn't leave in the car because he's about out right now. We got the last three words.
I hope they're not at the Walmart right now.
Yeah. My mom's dancing again. All right, here we go. 312, the worst is when people continually argue back and forth about first versus third world problems, but they never once bring up second world. Not once.
Where is the second world?
I think it's like France.
That's the second world?
I don't know. France is the worst.
France is the worst.
With this, why do we have to pay so much attention to an election? They don't matter anymore.
Also, on top of that, do they have to? They have to do the most obnoxious type of election.
Yeah,
it can't just be one day. It's got to be like a month,
right?
It's got to be Now the prelims are done. It's time for the semifinals. Yeah. You're like, all right, stop
it's like
it.
Like the Sweet 16.
All right.
Did you fill out your brackets for the French election?
All right. 630 says the worst is when cats have figured out how to open the back door. And the only one you can't find is the girl cat who's in heat. Uh-oh. That's trouble.
I also just like, keep an eye on your cats, because if they're getting progressively smarter, they figured out the back door. Like, it's only a matter of time now before they're
taking over the world.
Yeah, start building simple machines, learn how to buy stuff.
Cooking, they're cooking over open fire.
Right. 6 weeks from now, it could be like when your cat's learned how to order stuff online and you're getting a lot of the same books.
Right.
And they're not even reading
them. I changed my password on this. That's so good. I love it. Figure out how to open the back door.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, that's
creepy.
Yeah,
that's
cats
secret,
are
that's
never
opening
that's like
the
Secret
back
of the
door.
NIM type stuff.
Cats will
that's
never
strange.
Use their intelligence to help others.
Just
no.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's not their MO.
309 says, you know what's the worst? Those cars with bright blue headlights.
Those are bad, and all lights of that type are bad. If you walk by someone's house and they have those, whatever they are, I don't know if they're like
studio lights,
LED
like
lights,
that.
It makes their living room look like a horror movie operating room. It's awful. Whatever that blue,
I know what you mean,
like razor tint is to it, that is rotten.
I don't know these lights.
Really?
Yeah, on cars.
Yeah, they're like
newer,
I don't feel
like a newer blue.
Halogen headlights or something.
They're just the headlights, though.
Yeah, but they look like they feel like they're up in your eye. They feel like they're always on high beams, and they're really, really bright. They're penetratingly bright.
I don't have them in my 98 Sentra.
You can. I think you can get them.
You can get them. Remember the neon phase?
Yeah.
Have neon like under the car.
The undercage.
I actually thought that was pretty cool.
That'd be great if we brought that back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if you had a Hyundai. And then you're like, you know what? I'm going to bring it back with a little undercage.
Yeah.
A little neon undercage.
Look at the minivan.
Yeah, right? You had like maybe a Dodge.
I was at a Cubs game once, and I was sitting behind these guys who claimed that they had put on the neon on Sammy Sosa's car and wanted to sell me on neon. And I said they could give me a good deal on it.
Well, who would claim to do that? Yeah. Who had not?
312-981-7200. All right. I was 630. This is Duke. Duke says, the worst, I was dating this lady for years. I asked her to marry me, and she accepted.
Ouch.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Comedian. Worst, the comedian.
She might rethink it if she hears that.
He's like, he did the same thing. Hey, you should be listening between 10 and 11. I got one for
How
you.
How do I get out of this?
The worst is when, 630 says, the worst is when you lose a few games of Candyland. And then you suggest chutes and ladders, and then you lose that too.
Mm-hmm.
And your child hasn't learned that it's not nice to be a proudful winner.
Proudful winner.
Yeah.
Prideful?
Prideful.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
And then 331 backs it up with, the worst is that Candyland costs $20.
I find that hard to believe. I feel like I could make a board in about 10 minutes for 40 cents worth of raw materials.
Yeah, and right. buy, like, that's, you can get the gumdrops for it.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about games for kids is that you want to teach them a good lesson about playing games, but they're all games of chance. Right. They have no skill involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What are we teaching them?
That's why I prefer Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You know, because you can teach them, don't get, you know, you get too close, I'll throw this red shell.
Yeah. There's some hand-eye going on there, too. Yeah. Candyland's decided once the deal is shuffled, the game is decided. You just don't know it yet, but that game is over.
Some people believe that about life, too, though.
Perhaps.
That the die has been cast.
Yeah, there's a lesson.
But we have to play this game.
we have to play life.
We
right.
have to play life.
Yeah, but part of that is playing Candyland.
No. Right.
Let's go to Harold. Harold, what's the worst, Harold?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Harold.
I think the worst is when you're in the checkout line in the store, and you're checking out the hot legs that grow ahead of you.
Okay.
The cashier, who's pretty hot herself, is looking at you, and the girl walks away and looks back, and she's got a beard.
Whoa.
Come on. Oh. That ain't real.
Whoa.
That ain't real, Harold. Because I was like, okay, so he's all right. So there's like, yeah, that the cashier's checking it out, and then he a little twist,
right? I thought he was gonna get caught, and then it was a lady with a beard. Or was,
I think it was
it
a
just
lady.
A guy? It might have been just a guy, and that's the embarrassment factor.
Yeah, maybe. 219, the worst is when you drive for a living, you get a new car, you get partially into your night at work, and you realize you forgot your iPass in your old car.
Mm.
Ooh. So you bought a new car, and you left the iPass in the old one.
You were just so jazzed about riding in your new car, you just left all your gear
in
the
other
one?
I did that one time. I turned in a car and bought a new one, and I was halfway home. I did in the suburbs. And I was like, oh,
you left your piece in the glove compartment?
It was my Glock.
Yeah, in the glove compartment.
Yeah, my semi-automatic. No, it was my garage door opener.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, I had to go back to Elmhurst.
Earlier, that I'm sure that lady's fella, you know, like sold the car and left the dog in the back seat and realized next year when he went back for to trade that one in that he just left the dog there.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah, always.
312, this is a good one. The worst is when you have to tape. I love it. Right away, I love it. You have to tape a special show, but you have no room.
Like no room on the
I think it's DVR.
On the video cassette?
Yeah, on the video cassette. Then comes the tough decision. Do I erase one of my wife's shows or one of mine? I erased one of her This Is Us episodes.
Oh.
And it had a spoiler in it, and I thought she knew.
Oh.
I didn't give the spoiler. I just stopped right there because I don't know that show. And I feel like,
oh, gotcha.
They're about to. He says it in the thing. What happens in the show? But I'm being respectful because someone out there might not have watched it, or maybe it has nothing to do with the show.
Know. Well, if you're gonna erase someone else's show, do you erase like the oldest one, or the you certainly shouldn't erase the newest one, right?
Like maybe get stealth and do like the seventh one.
One thing to ask. One thing I'd want to know is he in charge of setting it all up for everybody in the family like that? And if that's the case, he has a little bit more leeway,
right?
Because he's like, I do this. I'm the one. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't be watching any shows.
Yeah. And which one of your shows could you not part with? Like that. Oh man,
I can't get rid of that River Monsters.
My Poker After Dark. Never.
Never.
Not, this is the one where Negreanu got busted out on pair of nines. I can't part with it.
It's like CSI Los Angeles, yeah, you know, the one with LL Cool J. You can't get rid of this one.
I gotta have it.
Can't get rid of it. And half the time, I mean, maybe they don't have on demand, but I find myself, you know, getting, besides DVR all the interview shows from TTW. That's what takes
And they air
them
like,
room.
Well, they air them like 10 times. So you have to,
it's like 42 episodes, and each one says Mark Baser interviews interesting people around. I'm like, I don't even know what it is.
That's a problem.
I don't even know. I can't press play. I don't know if it's what's on this one.
Don't erase them. I'll be mad.
There's a lot of them on there. But yeah, I always feel like half of them I have, I could probably just go on demand and get the actual episode.
Right.
You know?
Right.
All right. 3173 says the worst is kids coughing and sniffing during a test.
Ooh. Is that a teacher?
Or a student.
Fellow student? Yeah. Oh. Or someone who watches a classroom from outside of a window and just doesn't like those noises?
How mad would you be as a teacher every time parents send sick kids to school? Like, that would just infuriate me.
As a parent, it's tough.
Oh, well, you have to. You have to. Yeah, everybody's done it.
You got to sort of push through.
But how... I guess you're just used to it and your immune system gets built up as a teacher.
Or I'd hope that it wiped out all the kids but me. And then you'd show up one day and there was just a total clean house.
608 says the worst is stopping at the tollway oasis to use the bathroom and you go to wash your hands and a man is washing his feet in the sink.
All right. Both? At the same time?
Something like standing in it? Looks like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings in there. Like just,
that's how we'll know Jesus.
I saw somebody, I was
at
the airport today.
That's how we'll know.
I was at the airport today. I flew in, and a guy was brushing his teeth in the airport bathroom, and I found that enough. But the feet is even worse.
Yeah. There's no way. Like, also the logistics of keeping the foot clean that you were washing in the sink, you got to put that back down on an oasis floor, which is going to immediately re-dirty that.
It feels like a lot of locked in a loop. I was gonna say there's a lot of physics involved that.
The only way you do is you sit on the sink, both feet, sit on the counter, get
one
both
foot at
feet,
a time,
and then sock it and shoe it,
sandal it. You sandal it.
Mm. That's you're still
then
exposing
you
yourself
sandal,
to the
yeah
to the oh talk about a breeding ground of fungal infections. That's how you get it. That's patient zero right there. This guy met.
312-981-7200. TJ Jagodowski, Mark Baser in studio. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and we will have the winners of tonight's The Worst. Stay with us.
It's going down. The worst come my people come
first. The worst come my people. All right, so worst. We're wrapping it up. TJ Jagodowski, Mark Baser in studio. TJ can be seen everywhere doing everything. Mark Baser, the interview show at the Hideout, Friday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. You're going to have some chips. Or what was it? What was the Trump? Wasn't Cinco de Mayo Taco Bowl?
Oh, that's what it was.
It's not like it's kind of. I mean, it's in Mexico. It's not a huge deal, right?
Yeah,
like
it's
totally
a kind
of an Americanized thing, right?
It's so people in Lincoln Park can.
It's a Lincoln Park holiday, man. That's where it was invented. I don't know the thing. I think Mexico co-opted the thing from Lincoln Park, man. It commemorates the opening of the original John Barleycorn or something.
Total
it's
cultural
awesome.
Appropriation by Mexico.
They stole it. All right, 312-981-7200. We got a couple more, and then we will give away the prizes tonight. The worst is going to a health club and standing next to some guy who's barefoot at the urinals.
Well,
isn't that worse for the guy? Not for you.
You having
to
see it,
right?
Yeah, but you had to see it.
Yeah,
and now that's you're gonna.
Well, there's a lot to see in a health club gym.
Absolutely.
You know, there's let me just put it this way: different generations.
Yep,
that do things differently in the gyms.
It's a very succinct place to be exposed to other people's usually intimate habits. Yeah.
And it always seems to be older gentlemen, at least the gym I go to.
Right.
That just they're like, hey, this is how we did it.
Yeah.
And is that going to happen to us?
Like the millennials are just going to be like in parkas, like they don't show a piece of skin and we're walking around with our shirts off and they're like, hey, but we're no pants.
Or
but.
Is there an age where we just say
or you think we're just like, I'm gonna walk around.
Yeah, like who cares at this point?
Yeah. When we were young, like older gentlemen were raised in the 30s. Now older gentlemen are like, that's 70s? Like 67, man. It wasn't like you were like
exactly
raised on a dirt floor shack somewhere. You were like,
you grew up in Elmhurst.
Yeah,
right.
Woodstock had already happened, man.
All right, good stuff. All right. I'm trying to. I was just about to read one that I'm not going to read.
You know what's the worst? Speaking of urinals,
yes.
I recently purchased some what I thought was nice underwear, and it does not have a.
That's how they're making them now. No fly hole. Yep.
What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know, man. I just found out the other day that most guys go over the fence anyway, as opposed to through the gate.
Right.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that. That's a great way to get it than a little leftover.
Yeah, 90% of people, at least from a very like loose survey, 90% go over the top of their underwear anyway. Yep, I had no idea.
I found myself as I get older, and this is an older, maybe it's a generational thing as well, but I get older and you got belts and cinches and stuff. Now I'm much more through the gate.
Yeah?
Like I'm much more like, that's too much to take it all. It's just like,
at the urinal, yeah, especially in...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hey, we're one short step away from being barefoot, guys, while we do it. We're walking that way right now.
The worst...
I still don't see how that's that bad for the person next to you. Like, it's bad for you because you could be stepping in all kinds of stuff you don't want to step in.
But you've got sandals on. Mm-hmm. The worst is when people come up to you at a store to get a price check because they had no price tag, and they go, it must be free.
Oh, yeah. But you got to expect it. What else are you going to say in that situation? You got to say that.
773 says, the worst is when it's your birthday and everyone insists on singing to you in the middle of class, and you get very shy.
Oh, I understand it. I understand it.
When you're trying to ignore what the child is saying and trying not to lose a slot machine game.
Oh.
And the kid comes up, presses the button, huge win.
Oh, no, that's great.
That's not the worst.
That's
But I think next to you, maybe. Maybe the kid is next to you.
Okay, yeah, that is.
Where's this kid? How is this kid?
I was going to say, what are you talking
about? What kind of establishment is this?
It's a child, so it can't. I mean, yeah, right.
This must be out in Berwyn.
This child's chalking up big wins.
773, the worst being the seventh person in your friend group to the sixth person lunch table. Oh!
Oh.
Hardcore.
That just brings back painful.
Never is, right?
Too close.
650 says the worst is when you're watching a commercial for some drug like Lipitor or Cialis or something, and for the last half of the commercial, a guy in a hyperactive auctioneer voice says, oh, by the way, you may have a stroke or a heart attack or get paralyzed or go sterile or just up and die. Encouraging. That's what they're saying.
Oh, gotcha.
Thanks.
Yeah, massive bleeding. A bleeding event. That was one of the things. You could get a bleeding event. That was one of the things they warned against for one of them.
I was invited to one of those on next Saturday.
I know what you think. It actually is pretty gross. It's not as great as it sounds.
All right, here we go. Let me read some of the – we got our three winners. Here's what we're giving away tonight, of course, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We got two of those. And first place tonight's going to get a pair of tickets to the Tony Award-winning musical, Disney's Mary Poppins, now playing through May 28th at the Mercury Theater, Chicago. Bring the whole family, spend a jolly holiday with Mary Poppins and an irresistible cast of characters. Tickets at mercurytheater.com, mercurytheaterchicago.com, or call 773-325-1700. All right, guys, let's go to the third place. Who's going to get a pizza tonight? This one coming in from 331. The worst is when yesterday I was awakened from a sound sleep to answer the phone, and with my feet caught in the covers, I fell and broke my shoulder. And there was no message. Probably a phone solicitator.
Yeah. Cheer up with a little pizza pie.
The thing, though, is you got to kind of cut that pizza. That might be difficult with the shoulder.
You got one arm.
All right, so second place also going to get a pizza tonight. 630 says the worst is when the cats have figured out how to open the back door, and the only one you can't find is the girl who is in heat.
If they're at the rate that they're getting progressively intelligent, look out, because you're next.
Yeah, you're not going to get to enjoy that pizza yourself either.
Yep.
And first place tonight,
the cat will be placing that order.
Getting a pair of tickets to the Tony Award-winning musical Disney's Mary Poppins. We know what? We got to give it to Joseph.
Joseph,
who probably already fell asleep. Joseph, of course, called in to say the worst is when his mom dances to his favorite song when they're in Walmart.
Sings and dances. You got a singing and dancing mommy. You get to go see a singing and dancing nanny.
You get to go see Mary Poppins. Yeah. That works out perfectly. All right. There you go, Joseph. Thanks for calling into the download. Thanks for playing the worst. Mark Baser, the interview show May 5th at the Hideout. TJ Jagodowski all over your TV. I guess, right? Sort of.
I mean,
all
I can
over
come
your
to your house
and
rub it.
Be all over your TV if you like.
If you like, I could do that.
Like Rob says, pull out early and be all over the sink or whatever he said.
Well, you know,
sure,
that's the way you want to interpret it.